Welcome to Let's Talk Parish. Let's Talk Parish will be an opportunity to learn about some of the people that call the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament in Sacramento, California, home. My name is Chris, and I'll be the host for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and let's get started. Well, here we are, another Let's Talk Parish, and I'm sitting here with the Cathedral Stream Team. I'm going to greet Titi Kila initially. She is the reigning member, founding member, instigator, coordinator. How are you doing this evening, Titi?
Hey, Chris. I'm doing okay.
Thank you for putting this together and getting everybody, mostly everybody. We've got one absentee because...
Three absentees.
We do three absentees?
Yeah, so we have Victoria, who's not feeling well today, so she can't make it. And then there's Alex and Joe. But since the girls, we wanted the girls to come on.
Right, so Alex and Joe, we did this a couple of years ago with the Stream Team at the time, and it was during the COVID lockdown.
Yes.
And Joe and Alex were the team then. And so if anyone wants to go back and listen, I forget what episode number it is.
And I think it was two or three.
Yeah, it wasn't very far along.
No, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But we've got a whole group here, and we'll go around and introduce everybody after we open with a word of prayer. And Shauna has brought a prayer with her, and she's offered to open us up. So, Shauna, turn it over to you.
Thank you, Chris. We'll begin, as in all things, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we praise you for this day and your purpose in it. Thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. You assure us that where two or more are gathered in your name, you are here. We ask for the Holy Spirit to recalibrate our intentions and refocus our hearts. We ask for you to guide our thoughts and words to bring you glory. Help us engage in meaningful discussion. Allow us to grow closer with each other and nurture the bonds of our community. We thank you for all gathered here or listening and ask that you bless this time so that we may be uplifted and inspired by your presence. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for your loving kindness that never fails. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Shauna.
Yeah, thank you very much. So we're sitting at a round table. And a few, some of the folks here are sharing microphones, but a couple of us have our own microphones. And I'm going to start here on my left. And would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name's Elizabeth. I'm 15 years old.
15, the youngest member of the Stream Team.
Actually, 16.
16, yeah. That's important, that 1 year.
Yeah.
It kind of is, actually, right? It is.
You can drive or not drive.
Yeah.
Drive or not drive. Quinceañera or not quinceañera,
you know. She did have her quinceañera.
What's that?
She already had her quinceañera.
That's what I'm saying. When you're 15, you don't get one, do you? 16. Is it 16?
Yeah, 16, you don't get one.
15, you get one.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's over.
59 years.
Oh, so it's over. It's all old now.
Yeah.
She's old.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There you go. What do you do for the Stream Team?
I help manage what is put onto YouTube and Facebook.
What do you mean?
So certain certain angles of what is happening in the Mass, I get to the camera. So whether camera one is being shown, which shows like the ambo or the altar, or I pick a different camera based on what's happening.
Oh, wow. Very much like what a producer would do.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
She's on the director's seat on the 12th. PMS,
director
Spanish
would do.
Miss, yeah.
Director would do, not producer.
Yeah, so
director.
She picks whatever shot we're portraying to the people.
How do you, and we'll come back. I'm going to ask you, so you can think about this. I'm going to ask you, how do you decide? So think about that question, and we'll come back to that, okay?
Okay.
Because you may not know the answer right away, but you may also. But we'll wait. So next up is Titi.
Yes. I do a little bit of everything. Sound. But right now, because I have a team, I don't have to do much. I just sit back and watch them do the work for me.
Oh, that's a smart idea.
Yeah. Well, I just there to troubleshoot, really.
Yeah, we know, while I have you on the microphone, I have something I've been thinking about, because back in the day, we used to have floor cameras, mm-hmm. one behind the posts that were closer to the ambo and one by the, you know, where the choir sits and everything. But recently, we've not had that. What was the decision there?
So, because I have to carry the camera down and carry it back up, and my camera people, you know how volunteers are. We never on time, yeah, some of ours
exactly.
are, but... it's not only that. Like, when we bring the camera down, some of the congregation are not comfortable.
Oh, okay.
So they would ask us, you know, where we're picking up the picture from. So that's why we prefer up in the balcony, so we don't intimidate anybody
sure.
in that sense. It's because they're there to pray.
Absolutely.
So, and we do
not
want
to. Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's. I mean, I love the shots.
It's not a production.
No, it's not. That's why we prefer to just put it up there.
Right.
And if needed, and if close up, especially for ordination and stuff like that, and yes, we can come down and do that.
Okay.
But for the regular mass, I do not want to intimidate anybody
that makes sense.
Makes
a lot of sense.
That's why we made the decision. I mean, I would carry it down and have it. That could be there stationed on the different, like, could be on the altar or the presider's chair. You know, it'll be great. But because of that, it's almost every time I bring the camera down, I get asked that question.
One of the reasons I was interested is because when you show the choir, I'm behind a post.
Exactly.
So no one gets to see me, and it's like, I feel like I'm not important.
You're the missing member of the choir. You're an invisible member, but we hear you.
The unknown member.
So we're still trying to figure out that angle, because it doesn't matter which part we put the camera on. It does not pick up unless we put it on top of the confessional. And I don't want Tom Waddick to come after me on that.
No, it really doesn't belong. No, it doesn't belong up there anyway.
Yeah. I mean, we could. I mean, we've done it. We did a practice run on it, but it's just not visible for
which,
us.
It'd be the confessional. It's on
the left.
On the north side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it'd have that cross.
Angle right there.
That angle. Okay.
But we don't want to tempt people, too, if we're going to put it up there.
No, we don't want people thinking that we're videotaping their confessions either.
Exactly.
So
or hearing them
weird,
on the...
Right?
Yeah. No, we don't want that. So we want to be less invasive as possible. That's why the balcony is really working out good for us. So
good.
You know, we hope to stay up there instead of moving around.
One of the questions that we'll come back to, if I remember, is you've been doing this now. Well, you started doing this on your own using your phone.
Right.
But so we'll talk about a little bit about the process, the transition, how it's changed, and then maybe what it looks like going forward.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up.
Mary Lou.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Mary.
She's talking like everybody can see her.
Like she was answering the phone. Hello.
Yeah. My name is Mary. I am 19 years old.
And what do you do for the stream team?
I sit in a chair, I click a mouse, and the screen changes.
You know, when you were in school, your essays must have been really fun to read.
My teachers loved them.
I'm sure they did. They'd be like, bye, Mary.
No,
this is...
That is not true. Mary is my current secretary right now.
Mm.
So when you speak, is the joy of sharing microphones, is that you've got to share the microphones.
Mary is my current secretary. So she's good at, you know, blah, blah, making it fruitful.
She's good at blah, blah, blah.
That's how she makes the email. Whereas me, when you email, you'll ask me, do you have a date for October? And I'll say yes or no. That's my answer. And she's like, can we add some more? I'm like, no.
Yeah, I keep asking her to add a love note to the people, but she doesn't want to say, you know, smooches, TT.
Well, just pretend that this is a letter to your marriage
to
prep
the
folks. And give us some smooches or something.
Well, basically what we do up there is we have some equipment. Sorry. We have monitors, and we focus on specific parts of the church. And so we have the altar. We have, like, a wide screen view of the congregation. We have the choir occasionally. And what we do is we make sure people don't embarrass themselves on screen, like pick their nose, and we switch from screen to screen.
So when you see someone going for the nose with their finger,
you sort of click
away from that.
It doesn't always work, but, you know.
When we're digging for the gold.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of being on a stream team?
It's, well, TT scolding me, of course, if I don't switch. It's very secluded. You get to see things most people don't get to see. It's something that serves people that, you know, can't make it to Mass if they're, you know, convalescent or stuck at home. And, yeah, it's... You get to choose what the people see, so you get to focus on the most important parts of the Mass. You get to focus on, for example, TT always has me focus on the fraction rite, which is when the priest breaks the body of Christ in half.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, things like that that we really need to be focused on during the Mass. That's our job.
Can you think of anything offhand that you have seen because of the live stream that you might not have noticed otherwise when it concerns the liturgy?
Well, you really have to kind of memorize how things work so that you know when to focus on which part of the Mass. So you get a pretty a good idea of what is done when, and then you have to think about why, you know, why people do certain things, like for example, why we bow at a certain time, why we focus on the congregation at a certain time, which is when they're supposed to answer the priest or, you know, sing together, or, yeah, it helps you categorize the parts of the Mass, so I guess it helps you focus on it better.
Okay.
In that way.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And next up is our prayer reader, our prayer sharer, Shauna.
Shauna. Yeah, that's me, Shauna. I'm not going to state my age, but we can just clearly understand that it's probably about double, almost triple, as the other two in the room.
It's over 16.
Yes, I am older than 16. I did not have a quinceañera. I got attached to TT at an axe retreat, and she's been trying to shake me loose ever since then. I've been looking for a way to be involved in the church without having to be involved with people.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert.
But here's that's the kicker though, because what is the church?
It's the people.
It's the people. So you're stuck.
Yes.
That's a hard place to be.
It is.
You can wear a bag over your head, I suppose.
It's true. It's
true.
No
one would know who you are.
No one would know who I was.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert by nature, so I love being up in the balcony, a little Quasimodo time up there, quiet, being able to be a part of the Mass and really see it from a different view. It's not just a bird's eye view, but just seeing the way that the people are responding to the Mass and the things that are happening at Mass is really beautiful. Doing the same thing that everybody else does. We push the buttons when TT tells us to push them.
Well, what buttons are you in charge of?
I get to be in charge of all of them on a couple of the Sundays that TT has entrusted me to work up there by myself with the parish dog.
Yeah. So we're on a schedule. So
it's not everybody all together all at the same time.
So we're on a schedule. Elizabeth comes in for the noon Mass on the second and the third week. But she used to be there every time before I got the whole team.
So the noon Mass is the Spanish
Yes,
Mass.
Yes, the Spanish Mass, okay. Because she's a Spanish speaker.
Which Masses are our live stream?
So our live stream Masses are 10 a.m. English, 12 p.m. Spanish, and then the 2 p.m. Chinese.
The Chinese,
yes.
Okay.
So, and then Mary comes in third week at the 10 a.m. and the second week at the 2 p.m. Or am I getting this reversed? Okay. And then Santana comes in on the second week at 2 p.m. and then the third Sunday at 10 a.m. Shauna does the fourth Sunday. Vicky does the first Sunday. And if there's a fifth Sunday, Shauna takes care of that too.
And you do every Sunday.
I come in when I can, when my body's letting me.
Right, which, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you sort of introduced our fifth guest.
Yeah.
And you introduce yourself, please.
Hi, my name's Santana, and I'm 22 years old.
And what do you do for the stream team?
I work on the cameras. With the computer, switching different angles, what's important about the Mass. And then there's times where TT will tell me to do the sound check.
Sound check? Oh.
Because we have a new system.
We do have a new system.
We have to be careful about that, too.
So let me ask a question to Santana here. I know you tried grabbing the mic away, but... We're going to ask Santana a question. The question is, did you get any kind of training in regards to the liturgy as far as what's happening in the liturgy and what's the most important thing to focus on?
Not really. I kind of been with the cathedral for some time since I was 11 years old.
Okay.
So I kind of know how the mass works, so doesn't really change anything because I'll help within the three masses, the English, the Spanish, and the Chinese. So I just follow as it goes, and then I know which prayer goes which.
So you know which camera to focus on,
yeah.
And when you want to zoom in on somebody. And cool. All right. And Shana, you wanted to say something.
Well, I was just going to share that we don't get access to the mute button. Only TT gets access to the mute button.
That's not fair.
But we can push all the other buttons.
Someone's pushing someone's buttons, that's for sure. So one of the things, so I'm going to go back now to Elizabeth. And I know I told you I was going to ask you a question. You remember what it was? Because I don't.
I think it was what was like, how do I know when or where to put the camera?
Yeah, that's the question.
I think Mary kind of summed that up with when she was talking about the angles. But one thing that I did learn was when we do like the piece and when it's the fraction right too, that's also really important. I feel like it's often overlooked when we're, you know, kind of like saying hi to each other. But it's also a really important part. So I try to, like, once the Father gives us the okay to, you know, sign the peace, to, like, put more emphasis on, you know, the breaking and, you know, because that's a really important part of the Mass.
It is. And for those who might not know it as the fraction rite or the fraction litany, it's the Lamb of God. Or we say Lamb of God three times. And it's at that point that everyone should be focused on what the priest or the presider, it could be the bishop, the presider is doing as they break apart the host, right? We're all supposed to be focused on that. And once that starts, the sign of peace, it's over.
Yeah.
We should refrain from greeting or sharing the peace. Our focus then goes back to the altar. Yes, that is important. That's good. That's good to hear. It's really good to hear. So I was going to come back to somebody else with a question. I forget what it was. My mind's like an iron sieve full of holes. Titi, I had a question for you. Oh, it was about the process. Before we get to that, though, there's another burning question that I have. And that is it important that you're on the stream team? Why are you on the stream team? And is there anything else you want to do that you aren't doing right now? And we'll start with Santana.
Can you repeat the questions again?
Well, you're asking me to remember what I just said. So the question is basically, do you feel like what your ministry on the street, because it's a ministry of sorts, right? Is it important? And why are you doing it? And what would you like to do more?
I think it's important because ever since COVID hit,
yeah,
a lot of people weren't coming to the church. But then there was a time where the bishop said that everyone could come to church, but then there's certain people, they're not able maybe to come, or they just have a good reason not to come. So I think it helps them to know that we're there for them and that we could show them the Mass. And why I'm on the stream team is because TT asked me one day that if I could help and pray to the Holy Spirit, which I did. And whatever TT needs, I'm always there for her, and she's always there for me.
So the Holy Spirit must have given you the green light.
Yeah.
On that. Well, that's good. That's good. Is there anything else that you would like to do?
Right now, no. I'm in four ministries here.
Okay, what are the other ministries?
I'm in the welcoming committee, the catechist committee, and the young adults committee.
Oh my goodness. Is that all the English speaking, or is it Spanish speaking, or is it mixed, or?
It's all both? English.
It's all English. Okay. Wow. You're kind of busy then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Shauna, same question.
I'm also old, so I forgot the question. But I think it was.
This is why we only do these every 2 years. Because I think we had something similar 2 years ago.
See, we're giving him a headache.
Oh, my gosh. What little hair I have left is falling out as we speak.
It's going to the beard now.
Yeah, right. So the question is, do you feel that the ministry of the Stream Team is important? Is what you're doing important? Why you're doing it? And then would you like to be doing something more?
Okay. I can remember that now. Yes, I do think it's extremely important. I think I don't think there's anything more important that you can do as a Christian or a Catholic than to come to Mass or to participate in Mass. And there is a really large percentage of people who can't make it to Mass, housebound for whatever reason. They're just not able to come and participate in something that is so beautiful and rich and deeply... It's so essential to our relationship with God. Mass is for us, it's not for God. And so for me to be able to help share that to people who can't physically come, it makes me think of the people on the roof that lowered the paralytic down into the room for Jesus to be healed, right? So it's another way of bringing God and his community together. So I know I said I am an introvert, and I am an introvert, but to be part of the community is something that I want to do more. Mm-hmm. So I want to be more... I want to be closer to God through his people. And so that's why I do it, and that's what I would like to continue to do. So I also do ministry for the homebound. And I've only done that a couple of times.
You mean taking the Eucharist to the homebound?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I had the opportunity to do that a couple of times, which is another very fulfilling and enriching experience for myself and for the person being able to receive the Lamb of God. So I'd like to continue to do that and really just get to know all of the ministries within the church and have an opportunity to become as active as I'm able. I have an adult disabled son, so I love working with TT and the group, being able to be flexible for what I need to do to be able to care for him, but also be a part of the community.
So here's a hard question, and I think that a lot of people have wrestled with this, not just here, but throughout the church, across the nation, around the world possibly, when it comes to live streaming, we can sometimes fall into the spectator aspect of the live stream where we're just sitting and watching rather than active participation, which is what the church calls for. How can we encourage people to not just watch the Mass in front of them, which we could do even if you're in person, not actively participating, but encouraging people to actively participate at home or wherever they might be if they've tuned in to the live stream. Have you ever thought about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely thought about that and the ways that we can reach people. And I think that being available, educating people to what's happening, but also having that passion and the relationship with the Holy Spirit to where, like Elizabeth and Santana both said, they are often moved by not just following the Mass, but what they are moved to show, what they are moved to highlight. This is an interactive process between the Holy Spirit and the person who's doing the live streaming that is helping the person at home kind of walk through the Mass and be able to participate through that, because it's not exactly the same every time. We will choose different images to meditate on. There's different, you know, some of us get really creative. They want to zoom in on something. They really want that moment to have that impact. And so if you're following along and then connecting that with other ministry. So if you're doing the homebound ministry, right, you can build that relationship with the person that you're bringing the communion to, the Lamb of God to, where you are talking to them. Did you get a chance to catch the Mass on TV, on live stream today? Did you, you know, see this moment? Did you have that opportunity, bringing materials to them that helps them to do spiritual reading or other things that can help deepen their faith and understand the Mass more fully, I think are all opportunities that we could capitalize on, and if for lack of a better word, to help people really participate instead of just watching.
Right, exactly. And this is, so another question comes up for me, and this is for everyone. If you have an answer, feel free to, I guess, what if we do, raise our hands, and there's so many people here or something. But the question is, have you ever been working on the stream, but the Mass is so engaging that you forget?
All the time.
So does anyone want to share a moment when you just were caught up in the Mass and you forgot that you were doing a live stream?
I've caught Mary a few times. That's why she always forgets to press the button. Mary is like a friend of mine who lives in the moment. So she does that. And she's in, and sometimes I always feel bad because there's a lot of talking going on up there. So
well, there is.
Yeah, we talk, of course. We have to tell.
I'm putting a microphone
up there. Hey, sometimes I switch the camera, zoom in. It's a little bit dark. We need a darker light, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, there are a lot of moments where we just get caught off guard on what the is happening at Mass. And I catch Mary a lot on that one. So I told Mary, that's why I gave her a camera during Christmas, so she can walk around downstairs and take pictures for Christmas. Because Mary gets engrossed in the Mass. So does Elizabeth. And I have to poke them.
In a sense, we all should.
Yeah, we should. So that's why I tell them, you need to go to Mass already or find another time, because right. This is your time to work.
This is, and it's the same as if you are, and I'm actually going to ask Mary to comment on what just her TV spill of beans about. When I used to lecture, I used, you know, and even now I'm in the choir still, in Extraordinary Minister of Holy Communion. There was the Mass where I served as a minister in whatever capacity. And then there was another Mass that I went to just to be a member of the body of Christ and experience the Mass and be a part of the Mass and offer myself to God the Father in Christ Jesus. So I think that's a great thing. I think everyone that is in a type of a ministry that is liturgical, it would behoove them to attend another Mass where they're not serving.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be optimal. But Mary, do you want to comment about just being in, I don't know if they're being enraptured or engrossed or just so caught up in the moment of what's happening in the Mass that you might overlook a task that you're there to perform?
Well, it's not so much that I enter some kind of trance, but
I didn't use the word trance.
I know.
You can, I mean.
I'm actually unable to attend a Mass without participating in it in some way, which is why I'm actually leaving the live stream team, because I found that I can't work at a Mass. Like, if I'm bothering with something else, I can't fully focus on it, and I don't think that I should be there unless I'm actually participating. So
well, you know, that's first of all, thank you for your honesty, and I completely can understand. There are many times where you know, when you're a lector, if you're the first lector, then you also do the intercessions if the deacon's not present. And many times I was so caught up, because you say the creed, I'd be caught up in the creed and I'd just forget. And poor Michael Augusty, he would just, you know, his head would explode because I wasn't going up to the ambo to do what I'm supposed to do, because I was so just, it's the creed, you know. So I get it. And I think that it's important to be able to identify what God has you do and how the Spirit's moving in your life. Mm-hmm. And there's something else for you that will fit better than what you might be doing right now. So
give a camera up to her and then she'll go take shots.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Take shots of TT up there on the balcony.
No.
Does anybody else? Oh, Shauna.
I know. know, somebody who's introverted that talks a lot. Sorry. I did want to share, though, a couple weeks ago, and I hope TT, I probably shouldn't be telling this on myself with her because I think she wasn't watching that day.
Uh-oh.
But the bishop was doing the Mass, and he got to the refraction where he was praying. And I was so just enraptured with that moment and being in the presence of God. Like, God is here. Like, it was just a moment where I really felt like, I almost felt like I wanted to just drop to my knees and put my head on the floor because it was so powerful and moving that I forgot to move the camera and switch when he moved. So there was a few, there was a few minutes where maybe you were just staring at the altar in the back of the bishop as he walked away.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
The fun part, the saving grace, is that the people that are viewing the live stream have no idea that that was a mistake. As far as they know, it was intentional. And they just roll with it. People are just going to roll with it, you know. But I get you. I get you. And you know what? You may not be as much of an introvert as you think you are.
Well, introvert doesn't mean shy. It just means that you prefer to go internally. At least that's my definition of it. So
she doesn't like people.
I like to turn inward because that's where I meet God the most is internally.
You know, I remember in the Peanuts cartoon. It's one of my favorite cartoons. There was a guy named... Linus, is it Linus? I don't know. It's the guy that, yeah, I think it's Linus.
Cornelius.
Talking to Charlie Brown, and he said, I love humanity. It's people I can't stand.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. So I get it. Totally get it. Does anybody else want to chime in about being caught up in the Mass and forgetting to do something? You want to cop to? No? No? All right. We're going to dive a little bit into some of the personal aspects of our journey of faith, because something led you to the stream team. You just didn't become Catholic and then stream team, right? So we're going to start with Santana, because I already have a clue as to your name, but can you tell me a little bit about, were you baptized as an infant?
I was not. I was, I think, about 3 years old. I actually found my baptism, so I was actually...
You found your baptism certificate?
Yes.
Oh, okay, you didn't find your baptism.
Sorry. Yeah, so I was actually baptized on August 22, and I forgot which year it was.
That's okay. You're about three or so, yeah? But was your family Catholic?
Yes, they're born and raised.
Do you have any idea why they waited?
I do not know. That's okay. A good question I might ask.
Yeah, if you're curious enough. Do you, but you were named after, who were you named after?
I was named after Carlos Santana.
Because that was one of your parents' favorite musicians, or?
Yes.
Yeah,
my
good choice.
My dad always wanted to call his daughter Santana, and I came out, and that
there
was my name.
It's a wonderful name.
Thank you.
Do you remember growing up, did your family have, like, family devotions and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we always barbecue with my family.
I think that's a great family devotion. I really do. Barbecue.
And then family rosary.
Family rosary. Going to, actually, we always went to Mass during the week. It was 2 days of the week we'll go to Mass, and then obviously go to Holy Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And did you go to, like, Catholic schools?
I didn't, because when I was about 4 years old, I was in the Catholic school, the St. Rose Catholic School.
Yeah.
But then I got a learning disability, so that I had to get out and go into a public school.
That had a program that would best suit your needs.
Yeah.
And that worked out for you okay.
Yes.
And after, and did you go to, and then you went to high school, right? Did you go to, like, college or junior college or university
I'm
or anything?
I'm in college right now.
You are?
I'm in my third year.
Wow.
So I already have my associate's degree.
Congratulations.
I am trying to proceed my bachelor's degree.
In what?
Sociology.
What do you want to do?
Work with kids was my original plan. I wanted to be a social worker.
But you said original plan, so I'm thinking it changed?
Yes.
And changed into what?
Counseling.
Counseling adults?
Oh, God.
Counseling TT? we all think she needs it. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
I do. Counseling and, like, college students who are being transferred.
Sure. I'm sure there's a need there. I remember I transferred twice. I went from Sierra College to Chico State, then from Chico State to Sac State. The transfer from Sierra College to Chico State was not a big deal, really. But from Chico State to Sac State, it was more of a shock. Because so many of the units don't transfer. No. You got to do all kinds of other things. Yeah. So I can see why that would be an important thing to do. Well, cool. All right. And Shauna, were you baptized as an infant?
I was not baptized as an infant. I was not baptized until I was 20... Oh, I think I was right around 24.
Okay.
My parents did not believe in God. My mother was raised Catholic, but they did not believe in God. They did not raise us in the church. Mm. But at a very early age, I could feel the presence of God. I became very curious about him. I would talk to him, talk to my grandmother or friends that I knew that went to church. And it was definitely a challenge in growing up in a house that was non-spiritual or religious, especially in kind of, you know, the 90s, the 80s and 90s. So I went to every church that was imaginable. The one thing that I can say that I really respected about my parents were that they really supported my search. So even though they didn't believe and they didn't go to church, they were more than willing to send me off to the Bible study for the summer or drop me off at church and pick me up after from a very small age.
What do you mean, like?
Yeah, they would just take me to the church.
10, 11, 12 years old?
Probably, I would say, 8 or 9.
8 or 9.
That she would drop me off at the local church, and I would want to go to church. And she'd say, okay, I'll be in the parking lot when you're done. And I would go in and, you know, all the different denominations.
Wow.
Not all of the different denominations, but quite a few of them, all the Christian denominations.
How did you land on Catholicism?
It spoke to me because of the history. The rituals of it, it's kind of laid out for you. This is what you do. This is how you follow it. And it was the rituals were very beautiful. And then coming later to understand that, the meaning behind what we do and why we do it, is something that I continue to explore. It was just something that I prayed on that I just knew that was the right place for me. That was where I could hear God the loudest. That was a church when I walked in that the Holy Spirit said, oh, you finally came home.
So when you did get baptized, you were baptized Catholic?
Yes.
You were baptized Catholic. Mm-hmm. So you went through RCIA?
I did, yes.
Wow. And where?
St. Joseph's over
in
off Clarksburg? Of El, no, off of El Monte.
I'm not familiar with...
In Arden, yeah.
Okay, right on.
Church right over there.
How did you end up at the cathedral here?
You're my home parish. It's the parish. I'm the closest right over here in Natomas. And I am actually a gypsy of Catholic churches. So I go to also Holy Spirit, and I go to several different churches for a long time. It took me a long time to find a home. I would say probably 20 years before I decided on a home. I just kind of went to the different churches, and I love to travel. So on Sundays, I spend a lot of time in different states and even different countries at the Catholic churches. And that's one of the things that I loved is that universality.
Right.
It's just everywhere you go, the Mass is the Mass.
As long as you can avoid the people.
You know, it's not that I didn't like the people. It's just that I'm introverted. I prefer to be withdrawn. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I enjoy, I guess I'm somewhat introverted, but listening, especially you get this a lot during daily Mass during the week, because there's no music, there's nothing going on, and it's hearing over and over again the body of Christ, amen. The body of Christ, amen. The body of Christ, amen. And it's like, I get a sense of our unity, that we're all together here. But I don't have to interact with anybody.
Exactly. That's exactly
that. That's the key, right?
That's exactly right.
I know a little bit about, thank you, I know a little bit about Mary's story, but would you care to share a little bit of it for us?
Yes, hello.
Goodbye.
So my entire family immigrated from Siberia in 95, and I was born in 2004, and they were not Catholic. Few Russians are, but my dad was, like, hunting down churches around where we lived, because I live in Natomas, too, like Shauna, and, he found the Catholic Church, and he got glared at by Mike Augnesty, and that was it. You know, he decided to to come here. And so, like, I was put in a CCD class, and I was barely learning English because my first language was Russian.
How old were you at that time?
I was four.
You were four?
3 or 4, yeah. They put us in, a baptism prep class or kindergarten.
4?
Yeah. And I was the first one baptized. So that was when Deacon George was here. He baptized me.
Deacon George, what a lovely person.
He was the best. He was the best. Yeah, so that's how I became Catholic.
And you were baptized at around the age of 4 or 5?
Yeah, I was 4.
Somewhere in there.
September 20th.
So you went through that, the process the children go through, where you're baptized, and then you go through First Communion, then you have confirmation?
Yeah, I actually had First Communion at St. Stephen's. Yeah, and then the rest of my sacraments here. My dad loved the Latin Mass. Oh, he still does. He prefers the traditional forms of the church because he has a great love for history and the classics. So he would always go there for a period of time. And so he took me there, mm-hmm. attended classes, and I had my first communion.
Confirmed here.
And then I came back here, did my confirmation classes with Mike and Chris, mm-hmm. and, yeah, got confirmed.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, cool. You've been cathedral orphan ever since.
Cathedral brat.
Rat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rat. Brat.
Cathedral brat. Something anyway.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Well, so before we let you go so easily, how did you get involved in the stream team? Did something attract you to it? Did you want to do it? You just said yes because TD asked you to, or how did that all come about?
I feel like at some point I started bugging everybody to give me a ministry or something to do.
Oh.
And then TT was like trying to find me a niche.
Uh-huh.
She's still looking.
I'm going to find it. I know she's good with cameras, so.
Yeah, there's something for everybody.
There is.
Yeah. You could be a private detective.
Mary is a butterfly. She can't be, you cannot keep her in one space, so she needs to flutter.
You might not have heard TT say that, but she described Mary as a butterfly, which is actually a beautiful...
A social butterfly.
Social butterfly. Mm-hmm. Better than an antisocial butterfly.
Hey, now.
Ms. TT.
Yes.
You have a very interesting life.
I do.
And you shared some of it already before in a previous podcast. So that you've got something to contribute... Where's your journey of faith? Where do we find you on your journey of faith right now?
So I've always been faithful. Right? Mm-hmm. I've it's in the family. I have no choice. You know, they take us everywhere.
Oh, you do have choice.
I mean, I do, but it's stuck. This is one thing that I carry on from my parents, their faith, and it's my own now.
Mm-hmm.
So, lately, I've been struggling with my faith because I'm not doing too good in my health. So, physically come sometimes. So, that's why I am grateful for these ladies who step up to the plate to take care of the live stream while I'm out.
And you can participate in the Mass to whatever extent you can at home.
Yes. So, that's why Shauna brought communion to me while I was there. So, I watched the live stream and... you asked how can we be active participants, those who are at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get up and dress up like I do Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because that's what we try to encourage people to do, you know, when you were at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw it in Fiji when my family was getting ready for the live stream mass. I would see them, you know, dress up in their church clothes. They had an altar right by the TV,
wow,
and candles and everything. So I said, well, if they could do it, I might as well do it.
Yeah.
So by the time mass is over, I'm already changed into my daily lounge clothes because I was done, you know. So that's it. My journey of it, like I said, it's up and down right now. Not really. I find myself praying more than when I'm at home when I was convalescing.
You're not having a crisis of faith.
No, never did. I mean, okay. Yeah, I get challenged through my faith, but my faith is still. It's one thing that is getting me through this uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm glad you could be with us today.
Yeah, I try to because I get bored at home. I can only stay, you know, because I'm a person who my house is, I just go and sleep, shower, leave. I don't stay there. This
right.
is the longest I've stayed in my apartment, and I'm ready to deconstruct the whole house, to paint, you know, and all that, but I can't
yeah.
do anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Elizabeth, your mom shared a little bit of your story in De Janeiro when I talked with her.
Yeah.
But I'd like to kind of hear some of it from you. You were baptized as an infant. How old were you, do you think? I know that was a trick question.
Yeah.
You don't have to answer that. What was it like for you growing up with your mom?
I think that it kind of just goes back to my mom's family. She grew up in a Catholic family by name, but she wouldn't really practice it. Her family wouldn't. And, you know, growing up, we would go to Mass sometimes on Sundays. You know, there would be kind of like periods of time, you know, 1-2 months we would go to Mass every Sunday, and then we would take a break. And it was really just, you know, personal struggles with my mom. You know, she's a single mom raising 2 kids.
Right.
So she found it difficult. But once it came time for my brother and me to start receiving our sacraments, you know, we were at the Guadalupe for my brother's communion, mm-hmm. the Our Lady of Guadalupe.
That's on S Street.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so he received his first communion there, and we have my godmom for my first communion. She brought us over to the cathedral.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I started taking my first communion classes around 8. I was in 3rd grade. And then ever since then, you know, we started going to Mass every Sunday, and then when I was finishing up my first communion, my mom, you know, she became a helper in the office, and we were kind of stuck. Not stuck, but not
office,
stuck.
In the office where?
With Sister Jenny.
Oh, yeah. Here at the cathedral.
Yeah, here at the cathedral. And then came along Sister Lisa, and we've been helping with the catechism ever since. So I finished my confirmation,
mm-hmm.
and I've been my mom's assistant now at the office with Sister Lisa, and we help with the Sunday catechism. So we're here early, and then I go over to with Mass for Titi to help with the live stream. And recently I've taken on the task of helping with the weddings, so wedding rehearsals
wow.
and weddings themselves.
So you're here a lot.
Yeah.
Wow, do you like it?
At first, it's
not... teenagers would like to be at the church all day?
A weird teenager.
Not, yeah.
And not normal.
At first, I'm going to be honest, I kind of resented it
okay.
in a way. Cause,
honesty is great. I love
yeah,
that.
I felt like it took my mom away from me because
oh.
she spends a lot of time here
mm-hmm.
and I would be at home, right? And then I was like, okay, well, if I want to spend time with her, I couldn't have to, you know, go with her. So I would go with her, and I found out why she loves it so much.
Okay.
I kind of do like being here. It brings like a sense of peace and tranquility.
But so you're also in high school.
Yeah.
So how does that all, I guess it's working okay, right? The high school and being at the church and
yeah.
making sure you're getting your homework done and
yeah,
all
yeah.
that good stuff.
It is pretty hard. I have about 5 APs right now, and I'm finishing up high school.
5 APs?
Yeah.
What's that?
Some college courses, basically.
Okay, all right.
So junior year is the most important year because this is like the last year, full year before colleges look at your grades. And I think that just the balance is really key. But something that keeps me going is that God is going to help you no matter what.
Mm.
And so whenever I'm, like, stressing, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have this test. Like, I don't remember anything. And I just, you know, I just let go of any stress that I have. And I'm just like, okay, well, it's going to work out somehow. You know, it's not really in my hands. So just being here always reminds me of that.
That's great. That's great. You know, there aren't a lot of young people in the church right now. I think we're fortunate here at the cathedral because we do have quite a few. But you hear it all the time that you know, it's all gray hairs in the church these days, and so it's nice here to see so many young people, and it's nice to hear from someone as young as yourself how much you're enjoying not just the mass, but also being behind the scenes and doing a lot of the work that makes the church the church. It's what we do. That's what we do. We evangelize, and catechism is evangelization, honestly. You know, it's teaching kids about the faith and allowing an opening for the Holy Spirit to come into their lives to foster that faith, because we can't give anybody faith. That's mm-hmm. up to God, right? But we can provide that opportunity for the Holy Spirit to work, right? It's like a painter needs paint to paint. So the Holy Spirit needs paint to paint,
yeah.
right? And we provide the paint. Well, cool. Very cool. This is awesome. Is there anything else that someone might want to share that, you know, some of you may not have known this was happening? I think TT kept it secret so that you'd all be here. If you knew this was going to happen, you might have found excuses not to be here. And no one's looking at Mary right now because...
No one is.
But if you did realize this was going to happen and you had thought about it and there was something you wanted to share but haven't so far, is there anything? Crickets. Crickets. And that's okay. That means we covered most of everything. Most of everything. Let me just offer my thanks. About a couple of weeks ago, right around the first of the year, I came down with COVID. Which meant I stayed home. But I knew the Mass was going to be live streamed, so I participated in the Mass at home. And fortunately, I only missed, I think, two Sundays.
What's so unfortunate about it?
What's that?
What's so unfortunate about it? You said unfortunately.
I said unfortunately I only missed two Sundays? Yeah. Unfortunately, I missed two Sundays. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that. That was a definite Freudian slip. That was like, maybe I don't want to be. You know, I'm going to hang out with Shana here, Shana. I'm going to ask and see if maybe, you know, if Rex can put my choir chair up in the loft.
Could be.
So I can sit
up
there.
We sing from up there. You
don't hear?
Yes, we sure do.
No, what? So one day, so I'm sitting in the choir, right? And I look up there and I'm like, is there a bear? What's a bear doing up in the live stream loft? Y'all are nuts.
Well, don't be hating.
Those were pajamas?
It's cold up there.
But you'd think it'd be warmer because it's up high.
No, because they open the main doors,
uh-huh.
and the wind comes straight up to us. Yeah.
Wow.
It's also down there, they have body heat. It gets really hot down there, and there's like a lot of people. Yeah, we had...
Yeah. Yeah.
And Buzz is the only one that gets a blanket and a bed.
Exactly. The rest.
Well, you have a bad lobby then. You need a lobby for a blanket and a bed.
That's why we had to wear our onesies to the
during. Was it actually? It looked like a bear. Was it a bear?
No, it was a reindeer. The first week of December.
Because it was Christmas time.
Uh huh.
So reindeer.
The second Sunday in December, we went Stitch. The Stitch, the character, is it Stitch?
Lilo and Stitch.
It's a generational thing, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I don't
then
get
the
it.
Third Sunday we did
Tigger
from Winnie the Pooh.
Tigger from Winnie the Pooh, one of my favorite books.
Yeah. And then we went on the during Christmas Eve / fourth Sunday of
Advent.
Did
you practice bouncing on your tail?
No.
No.
It was warm. I mean. Then we had the cloak for Christmas, so that kept us warm
nice.
Up there.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks again for what you do and the service you provide, not just to... You wanted to have something else?
Yeah, I think that sometimes we may forget that what we do is really needed, so that you're all here, I want you go, like, guys, I want you guys to know that, you know, what we do is important. I know when I'm not up there on the second and third Sundays and I'm down at Mass, they're like, why aren't you up there? You guys not doing it anymore. I know my family from Mexico, like, they watch it. And I just think it's really important and it's really nice.
Yeah, there are people, not just cathedral parishioners, that watch it all over the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it provides a service. It truly does.
It does.
It truly does. Before we quit, though, and this is a... back to the question I never actually asked you.
Oh, you forgot? I thought you forgot.
And I think I'm going to shorten it to just, what does the future look like for the live stream?
I personally would like to continue it, but I don't know if I'm going to be the person for it, or I don't know where the cathedral's going to, you know, take it. Because since we're going to have a new organ, I don't know where they're going to put the new organ, because they were talking about putting it up in the
building. It's a few years off, so we have time to figure that
so
out.
So I definitely would like to continue the live stream, because, for instance, the Chinese Mass is our lowest viewing Mass, but it's consistent. Those people are at home because they wait for their communion right after that Mass. So when we have technical problem, and we're missing 10 minutes, because we normally go live 10 minutes before, I get text messages right away. What's going on?
Really?
You know, are you not streaming today? Or that's why we have to put the message out. Hey, you know, technical difficulty.
So 10 minutes before Mass begins. Is there a reason, the times that I've watched it, the prelude that Rex plays on the organ is often not put out over the live stream. Is there a reason for that?
Because there's always talking. They're always talking to him.
Sure, especially the choir.
Yeah.
We talk a lot.
So when we hear too much talking, we don't, even though the organ is supposed to be loud, but the way they place the microphone now, you can barely hear the organ.
Gotcha.
So, but we can hear all the gossiping you people are doing down there.
We're talking about you, TG.
Yeah, I know. So that's why, and I have to send the text, Rachel, quit gossiping, do your prayer. Or Ruben, you know, all those little things. So these are the things that we have to be aware of too, like,
because
you don't want to show... Because sometimes when we're showing the altar and there's somebody crossing there not without any awareness,
they don't
they're
know.
Good. Yeah. So because we didn't get consent, to do that, so we try to do it from another angle, just to do the altar and the presider itself.
So this, I mean, there's the legal side that you kind of brought up, and makes me wonder: is the liturgy, the Mass, is that considered a public event where you don't need a release, or is it considered a private event where you would need a release?
It's a public event. You know, we are a private, the building is private,
right?
But our services are open to the public,
right?
So there's a debate there,
right? So in a public event, the assumption is that there's going to be cameras, you're going to get your picture taken, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. And so, but I guess some people would really not, and if we can. You know, accommodate that.
We always do from the back.
Yeah. From the back. Okay. All right, y'all. Well, this has been great. I hope it turns out as nicely as I'm planned it to, and we never know until I get into it. But that's my hope. So let's go ahead and bring this to a close. And, put the microphones between you. It's kind of like, it's like... Paul McCartney and George and the Beatles, when they would sing, they'd both get on one microphone and sing together. So y'all be George and Paul. All right? And we'll say the Lord's Prayer. Titi, would you like to start us, please?
Sure. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all, have a great evening. It is 6:10. So be warm and be safe, and you'll see me before I see you, probably. Some of you, anyway. So take care and God bless.
Thank you.
Let's Talk Parish is co-produced by Rex Rolanka, Titi Keela, and Chris Jensen. Our theme music is Live and Be Happy by Valentina Trivanova. You can listen to Let's Talk Parish by going to the Cathedral website at cathedralsacramento.org or by searching on your favorite podcast app. Wherever you find us, please subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. A special thanks goes to the rector of the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament, Father Michael O'Reilly. If you wish to donate to the cathedral, please visit our website at cathedralsacramento.org. There you will find a button labeled Donate. I'm Chris Jensen, and I have had the pleasure of being your host for this episode. Thank you for listening, and until we meet again, may God be with us all.